that I think in our own lives, if we can't remember anything else to pray sometimes, this one line that Jehoshaphat says is one we can add to our prayer. Like, I love short prayers. I love short prayers. Here's a short one for you. Jehoshaphat said, "We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help." I have no idea what to do, but I'm looking. The whole thing says, we are powerless against this army that you're about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. For me, it's, God, I am powerless to raise my children so that they won't become slaves to so many things that are trying to capture them. I need your help. God, I am powerless to be an unselfish husband. I need your help. I am powerless to fix this community. I have no ability to get the drugs and the meth out of our area. I have no ability to help people build strong families. I need you to help. Your kingdom come. This is what Jesus said. Your will be done. What we want is there. And Jehoshaphat said, God, we are powerless. We don't know what to do. So we're looking to you for help. He said this. And then the next thing happens is, he said, here's what it says. As all the men of Judah stood there before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. And here's what that man said. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Why was the battle God's? The battle was God's because Jehoshaphat said, God, this is yours. Because Jehoshaphat said, God, I am giving this to you and it belongs to you. And you are the only hope that I have. And then God said, you're right. It is mine. Thanks for letting me fight it. Rather than Jehoshaphat strategizing and finding 10 different ways to lose, he said, God, you're my only hope. And God responded with, you're right. Let me handle this. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. The battle for my children, I bear responsibility, but I must depend on God. The battle for our marriages, I remember we talked to a couple up here a year ago, and they reminded us that you still have to work at being married. The battle for my marriage still belongs to the Lord. The battle for my work and my community, it belongs to you. And when we give these things to God and say, my only hope is you, God says, you're right. I'll handle this. Rather than me trying to spend all of my time and energy worrying and stressing, God says, can you look at me for a minute? Here's what I would like. If you don't mind to humor me, Miss Laura is going to come and play a song. It's called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. We're just going to sing one verse in the chorus. My question is, if you have never come to the place where you say, God, I am going to follow through on my end of the promise. I am going to organize my life so that I obey you. This can be a good day to do that. You have brought me this far, Lord, and I remember what you've done. And from now on, I am going to fulfill my promises. Or maybe there's some battles that you've been trying to fight that you can't. You don't know what to do. And this can be a day where you say, Lord, I am surrounded by so many things that are trying to kill us. I don't know what to do, so I'm looking to you. What Jehoshaphat had his people do is it says that his men stood with their wives and their children and looked to God. And if you are able, what I would like us to do is to stand, if you're able. And specifically this morning, I would like for you to think about your family. Kids, pray for your parents. Parents, I don't think I have to tell you to pray for your kids. Husbands and wives, you know that sometimes there is nothing you can do but look to God. We're going to spend a minute. If you want to pray right where you are, you can. If there's some battle that you've been fighting, you think, I cannot anymore, and you want to come and leave that battle here at the altar, you're welcome to do that. We're going to sing through this chorus one time, this verse and chorus, and then we're going to pray. But I want you to pray specifically for the battles in your lives that you are facing. Stand with your family and say, God, we depend on you. Let's sing this together. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's room, a light at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God, we give you our battles. We give you the good things. We take time to remember what you've given us. I don't ever want to forget what you've given us. And I do admit that sometimes I don't always stop and say thank you. But today is the day that we are worshiping you, and today is the day that we can start again to say we respect you as the King over all nations. You are the only powerful ruler of the universe. And there are battles that we are fighting in our own lives, or we are trying to fight to save our families, that we know that we have no hope of winning without you. And right now, on March 12th, this Sunday morning, we give those battles to you because we don't know what to do. Our only hope is to look to you, and we trust you. In the areas that Satan is trying to discourage us or defeat us, he's trying to ruin and wreck everything that you've built in our lives. We don't know how to battle, but you do, and we are looking to you. We pray for our children, that we want the best for them, and sometimes we don't know how to explain that to them. We fail in our attempts to communicate it to them, but you know how. God, we look to you for the lives of our kids. Sometimes we don't know how to communicate to our wives or our husbands, but you do. Please protect our marriages from the attacks that Satan is trying to, he's trying to ruin them. We ask for your help, for you to step in. And for our church, I know the more that we try to help and the more that we try to teach people about you, the more Satan is going to try to interrupt, disrupt, and cause fights among us. And we have no hope of stopping that except with your help. We ask that you would step in. You have done it up to now, and we trust that you will continue. You are our hope that we will continue to have life. Thank you for being the one who saves us. Thank you for being the one who will fight our battles for us. Thank you for making our enemies flee in front of us when we have given you complete control. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, who has already done everything that needs to be done. It's in his name that we have our victory, and we say thank you. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Just a quick recap. Here's what happens at the end of that story. So they pray. As soon as they're done praying, before they have ever seen anything, King Jehoshaphat said, "Let's sing." And it says they start singing and praising God. They don't know anything yet. But as they march out to where the armies are supposed to be, they find out that these enemies have fought with each other and destroyed each other. Jehoshaphat didn't have to lift a finger. All he did was prayed and praised God. And God did what he said he would do. We will pray and praise God. So don't forget, even before you see the answer, don't forget to be thankful. Hope you have a good week, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday.